Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us.
You can wait a long time, Kevin.
Come on, man.
The Channel 4 years, the Channel 2 years.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, think about how much material is there.
Oh, there's plenty of material, but I think I'll just...
Your years as an ad man? You've had a very interesting run, Joe.
It has been. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
The bowling days?
Oh, that's chapter 3 right there.
Kegler mania.
Right. All right, well, for Vanderbilt, a trip down to the Plains to play Auburn, a team that's all of a sudden playing some pretty decent basketball.
Yeah, they got a really nice win at Arkansas when they were struggling, and they seem to be putting things together a little bit more in conference play. Dwayne Reed playing very well now. He's averaging about 18 points a game in conference play. They've got some veteran players as Jeff Lebo and Corvani Barber, who's back healthy after the injury last year, Rasheem Barrett, Quantez Robertson, some familiar names, and playing with some confidence. And they're 2-3 in the conference, so they're looking at the possibility of a home win to get back to .500 in the league. And they're facing a Vanderbilt team right now that's just looking for some kind of answers. They're struggling. They've got a confidence issue, I believe, and which is not a surprise when you go through a stretch where you don't play very well. And so they're going to have to find a way to turn things around a little bit. They showed some great flashes, I thought, against South Carolina with some nice runs of the combination of offense and defense to put together a 14-0 run and all that, but they weren't able to maintain that intensity, and they're going to have to try to find a way to do that down at Auburn. I kind of feel like it's one of those teams that if they get a win, they're going to bounce back and probably put together a number of them, but they're just kind of searching right now for some spark to get over the hump.
When you talk about confidence issues, and A.J. Ogilvie, I think, is one of the guys you're talking about, how do you figure out, or how is Kevin Stallings figure out which buttons to push with him?
I think he's still trying to push him. Kevin, I know on the return back from our game the other night in South Carolina, we got off the plane, and I think they spent a little time, kind of in a one-on-one conversation off the plane. I think Kevin's really trying to, reiterate to him, look, I know you struggled offensively in that game, but you had 11 rebounds. You did a lot of things well. Let's just keep plugging away. But, I think it's unfortunate maybe, but AJ's got to understand, and I'm sure he does, if this team is going to have a lot of success, a lot of it's going to have to go through him. He's going to have to play well. That's a tough burden to put on anybody, but it's just the way things are. And I think it's, making that a realization for AJ, and it's not pressure, it's just fact. And let's just go play like you can. Don't worry about if you miss a shot. It only took 3 in the game on Wednesday, and he's got to put the ball up on the board more than that.
Joe, feel free to disagree here, but in a sense, this is almost worse than him being injured, because the team, for the most part, had climbed on his back on so many occasions.
Yep.
They depend on him so much. It's almost like when he's out there and he's not playing well, when he's in la-la land and his confidence level, ebbs and flows, I think it really drains this team. I think it really discombobulates them.
Well, I think it's hard not to count on him when he's on the floor. And for example, at Kentucky when we played up there and AJ did not play because of the injury, well, that's when you look around the room and say, okay, he's not going to be out there today. Let's just accept that and let's move on and let's see who can step up and try to help, relieve some of that pressure. When he is out there, you expect him to be able to play at 100%. That's the tough part about somebody like AJ. He's a great player, and he's been a great player his entire time. And when he suddenly has a couple of games when he's not playing well, people look around and wonder why, and players look around and wonder why. So, hopefully we can get over that, snap out of that on this game tomorrow, and kind of get him on a little bit of a run again. I think they'll try to do some things for him to build his confidence up, to get him an early score, to get him to the free throw line, kind of get him back in the flow of the offense. But he can't play that many minutes in a game, and especially in a game where he's going to be the bigger guy on the floor and only take it to the basket 3 times. He's just got to look for more than that.
Pretty exciting game for the women's team last night.
Wow.
As they won in overtime against Arkansas.
Sure was. They looked tremendous for stretches of the game, and I know Melanie's really upset because they did what they've done on a couple of other occasions, and that's really seemed to take command of the game and then just sort of relax and let the team back in. That's what happened last night against Arkansas. It almost cost them the game. They went to overtime, and when they went to overtime, Vanderbilt shifted back into another gear, and finished with a 13-2 run and ended up winning the game 72-61. So they're tied for first in the conference. But the amazing stat in this game, Vanderbilt got out-rebounded 58-28.
Oh, my gosh.
And won the game. Arkansas had 28 offensive rebounds. They had a girl in the middle, 6'3", big. She probably, you know, outweighed every Vanderbilt player easily in the game, and they couldn't keep her off board. She had 20 points and 15 rebounds and fouled out in the overtime, but, you know, Vanderbilt's got to do a better job than that. You're not going to win many games getting out-rebounded by 30.
Thanks, Joe. We'll be listening tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.